This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. For people who still recall the advent of the Beatles, it's hard to believe that George Harrison, who died yesterday at age 58, was a towering figure in popular music for nearly 40 years. As a member of the Beatles, he shared leadership of a revolution in youth culture. The world thought differently about music because of them. It also thought differently about psychedelic drugs, about hair. To the Beatles, he contributed his virtuosity on the guitar and several great songs. As an individual artist, his creativity and curiosity drew him to things Eastern. His collaboration made Ravi Shankar a popular star far from his native India. To meet George Harrison was to be struck by his simplicity. There was no trace of self-importance about the man. Michael Palin, formerly of Monty Python fame, knew Harrison well and recognized that self-effacing quality.
George didn't really like the trappings of celebrity at all. He mistrusted formality, he mistrusted the sort of the grand occasion, the spotlight. He was a musician, that's what he saw himself as. Happy when he was on stage playing, not happy with all the rest of the stuff and the sort of gala evenings and the glittery premieres. That wasn't George's style at all.
This is someone who was, of course, a very creative musician and artist. He remained very interested in new things and new readings throughout the last several decades of his life. But back in the 60s, he was in an orbit that very few human beings have ever lived in, as being one of the Beatles. Did he seem very nostalgic for that, or did he talk about it, or did he regard it as clearly the most successful and most celebrated time of his life?
I don't think he really wanted to think of it as the most successful time of his life, because George always thought about what he was doing in the present, what he might do in the future, always felt that, you know, there were better things that you could do. On the other hand, you know, he looked back as being one of the Fab Four, realized that there would never be anything like that again. And I don't know whether the experience can have been like at all. Total adulation, enormous riches and great reward, and yet George remained, if you like, a kind of junior writing partner of Lennon and McCartney. And so in many ways I think the end of the Beatles was a bit of a relief for George, that he could concentrate on writing what he wanted to write in his own way without really having to sort of audition for other members of the band. And so I think, you know, it was a remarkable time, and the fact that George has spent a lot of time over the last 2 or 3 years putting together the anthology album and a kind of scrapbook of his time as a Beatle shows that he didn't forget it and he didn't underrate it. But, you know, George was, in a way, released from the Beatles, I think, quite happily in 1969.
Did you ever get a chance to talk with him at all about, say, his interest in things Eastern and the bridge that he'd helped build to Indian music, say?
Oh, yes. George talked about that quite a lot. I mean, sometimes he'd really bend your ear over his, his feelings and his sort of latest readings of the people he'd met and all that. He remained absolutely fascinated by Indian religion, and he would talk about it, especially sort of in recent years when he wasn't well, as, something that happened. It was your body might give up, but your spirit continued, and it wasn't really important. Your body was just a vessel that carried you through this stage of your existence, but your spirit went on and your soul went on. And he'd always, you know, say, well, death isn't really that important. It's just like, you know, a car wearing out. You get yourself a new car and on you go. And so George sort of melded Liverpudlian sort of fatalistic good sense with the mysticism, really, or the spirituality of India.
Well, Michael Palin, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Michael Palin, speaking of the late George Harrison.